Well, it was huge news about 10 days ago when it was announced that very elegant, the reigning Australian Horse of the Year, the reigning Melbourne Cup winner, would be leaving Australian shores to continue her career over in France. And it's a great pleasure to speak to her new trainer, Francis-Henri Graffard, who has the honour of training very elegant for her upcoming European campaign. Francis, great to speak to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on site.
It's an exciting time for everyone involved. It's exciting for us Australians to see how one of our best horses will compete with the best over in Europe. And I'd imagine for you, Francis, it's probably an exciting time, but also a little daunting. What was it like to get the phone call from the connections when they said, "You, we want you to take over training very elegant"?
As you said, it was an amazing phone call. Couldn't really believe it. It's big honor for me, myself, and my team. It shows how international racing is, and I thought what a great honor for me to be asked to take over very elegant and campaign over Europe, try to campaign over Europe. So it was a big pleasure to get that phone call, very interesting. And as soon as I hung up the phone, all the media were on top of the news. So it was very quick. And I realized how big this challenge is, you know.
So Bryce Sokolsky, who's one of the major owners of Very Elegant, has a connection with yourself. I believe you've had a horse together before. Is that where this all began and how it came to be that Very Elegant's now going to be in your stables?
Sorry, I didn't get...
Is it through your knowledge or your partnership previously with owner Bray Sokolsky that the relationship developed that you've now got very elegant?
Yeah, maybe. I think the key is the result of my yard, you know. It's not because you know somebody that you get a trainer. I met Bray in 2019 in Chantilly. He came with a group of Australian people and we met and then a week later, I won two Group 1 in France, the Prix de Diane and the Coronation Stakes at Ascot. And I think since that, my results have been improving all the time. And my yard is quite a big, decent yard now. And maybe my name came up when they were looking for a trainer. And I'm glad I came first on the list.
You mentioned your career so far, and as you say, it's been an upward spiral with Group 1 success, and you train at the home of Horse Heaven in France at Chantilly as well. So you've got a bit of a diverse background, though. I believe you were trained in law before you made the leap into training.
Yes, I mean, my grandfather bred, he was a doctor, and he was breeding half-bred jumpers. And that's him who took me to the races, and I got completely passionate about the animal itself. But nobody in my family were in racing. So I studied law like my dad, and after 4 years, I decided, well, I really want to become a trainer. This is my goal, and I want to become a trainer in Chantilly. So then we traveled and learned English and learned my future job, but I came a trainer very late. I wanted to see plenty of things before. I was not in a rush to start training, basically.
And you were, I believe, part of the inaugural group of the Godolphin Flying Start crew, which has been a breeding ground for so many worldwide racing stars. And I believe in that first year you met your wife, but it was also the year that Henry Field, the boss of Newgate, who we know so well here in Australia, was in that inaugural year. Is that right?
Exactly. No, we were the first group of the Flying Start, a little bit of the guinea pigs. My English was very poor at the time. I used the course to learn English. It was quite good for me, not good for the course because I was a little bit quiet during the course. But it's been an amazing experience. And as you said, in the group, there was fantastic people and we all get on very well. And it's more than 10 years now. So it's nearly 20 years actually, so it was very quickly. But yes, it's just I met my wife there and a lot of experience. And after that, I was employed by Sheikh Mohammed to look after the horses in training in Newmarket. So I was like going to racing yard in the morning and racing in the afternoon. So I saw a lot of things, worked with all the best trainers in Europe, just as a racing representative. So there was a, sorry, the tractor is going in front of me. So I got a lot of experience from that. But then, as I said, I wanted to train. So I came back to Chantilly and was assistant for Alain de Royer-Dupré for 3 years. And at the time, we had Américain in the yard, who we sent to win the Melbourne Cup. So that was a good experience.
Did you come out to Melbourne with Américain that year?
No, not me. During the flying start, we spent 4 months in Australia. And I spent a month and a half with Gay Waterhouse, who sent me horses to train, actually. She sent me 2 horses at a very good horse called Hush Writer. He nearly won a group three here. And then he went to Australia. He was a nice horse. They were with Cricket Head, and then she retired. So Gay sent them to me. So that was a good experience. Two nice horses I had for her. So I have some connection, you know, with Australia, which is great, and I can't wait to go back, I have to say.
Well, it's amazing that you've got a connection with 2 Melbourne Cup winners now as well, with Very Elegant. How closely have you followed Very Elegant's career?
But to be fair, just the big races. I watched the big races, and obviously when she ran against State of Rest in the Cox Plate and the Melbourne Cup, obviously, I have to do my homework now very closely and understand the filly. So my wife will be a big help for that. But as I said to the owner, it's very important for me that she comes and I can understand the filly myself and see, because European, everything is different here, I think. The style of racing, the track, we don't have flat tracks. So all these things are different. So she has to be used to all this. So we need a bit of time to understand the filly. And as the owner says, she will have to adapt to you, not you adapting to her, basically, which is great, because everything, as I said, everything is different, the environment. So we will understand her and hopefully,
She's a freak of a horse, as you would have seen from her results. She's not bred to be the superstar that she is, and she can be a little quirky. Have you had a conversation with Chris Waller as well?
I tried to ring him, but I couldn't get hold of him. But I'm going to have a talk with him. Not yet. But I watched on the website, there's a day with Very Elegant, so I watched that. That was quite interesting, because she has long reins on and a hood on, and so I can understand she might be a little bit quirky, but Chantilly is heaven for horses, you know. You can keep them very quiet and look at, do a very à la carte training system for them. So the main good sign also is she handles soft ground, which is very important in Europe, especially in the autumn, you know, because we have usually a soft ground, and the yark can be the last 2 years were like very, very soft, heavy ground. So if she didn't handle soft ground, the idea would have been difficult to maintain, but she has this quality, so keep every door open.
The arc is the dream, but what's the plan? Have you got a rough program in your mind as to what she may contest over there in France?
But she's due to arrive at the end of the week, so give me time, and she's coming from a spell, so it will give me time to get her fit. Ideally, as I said, I don't know the filly, so I don't know how long it will take me to get her fit, but ideally, if we can race end of July or beginning of or August in Deauville, that will be to start, because it's really hard. If we have to go to the arc, it's hard to go with one run and go. I think, and especially if she used to start over 7 furlong and step up in trip. So, and as I said, in France, the pace in racing is very slow. So I might have to start her over a shorter distance, over a mile, and step her up in trip. But there's group one of a mile at Deauville at the end of July and one of a 10 furlong in August. So hopefully she can be ready for one of these races, and then we can step her up in trip for the autumn.
Do you have a stable jockey, Francis, or do you use freelance jockeys?
I use freelance jockeys, and at the moment it's Christophe Soumillon who rides my horses.
Well, he'd be a great partner for Very Elegant. And you mentioned your wife as well, and she's obviously a great partner for you, but there's a little bit of a difference in the camps as well, because Lisa Jane has a very important job for Godolphin over there as well. What's it like, that balance in the household?
Yeah, she was a racing representative for Godolphin for the last 15 years in France. But she left that job at the beginning of the year. Because, as you know, I got also a lot of horses for the Aga Khan to train. Mm. So my stable was expanding a lot, so it was the right time for her to change, and she wanted a change. So she joined the team beginning of April. And, yeah, she's a big, big asset because her knowledge is incredible. And to help me with all the foreign runners and things like that, she would be very important. Because she's very, very well respected in the business, so she would be a big help, very big help. So.
Unfortunately for us, we haven't been able to see that many international gallopers with COVID and restrictions in the last couple of years, but we love to see the European horses come to Melbourne, especially during the Spring Carnival. Is that something that's a wish list for you as well, Francis? Have you got any horses that you think could come the other way to compete?
Yes, I had a look, as you said, COVID upset everything, to be fair. But I had a look for my horse, the Revenant, to bring him over your autumn, I think, at the beginning of the year, to race. And then in the spring for you is when? It's
September,
now.
October, November, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Revenant, I was planning him to bring him now, you know, for your big autumn carnival. But as I said, if I have a horse ready, able to come and compete, it's really something I would like to do. But at the moment, I didn't get the chance to do that. But the Melbourne Cup would be a dream of the Cox Plate. But I will come as soon as I love to travel with my horses. Something I learned with the Flying Start and my previous job with Darley in Godolphin. I'm not scared to travel, to only race in France is no interest for me. I really love to travel. So trust me, if I have the right horse, I will come down with pleasure.
Well, Francis, everyone's going to know you in Australian racing now as the new trainer of Very Elegant. It's an exciting few months that await, and it's great to hear that she'll arrive over there sometime at the end of this week. We'll be in contact to see how she settles in, and we can't wait to see the next chapter of her remarkable career. It's been lovely chatting to you, Francis, and we'll continue to chat as her campaign develops.
Yes, thank you very much, and this big challenge in front of us. Hopefully it will work. It will be fantastic for racing internationally. So thank you for that.